Welcome to episode 1262 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our chapter on the parables of Jesus as a part of our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. Jesus taught in parables to make spiritual truths relatable and memorable through familiar stories, to reveal God's kingdom to those with a willingness to understand, and to challenge listeners' spiritual condition by requiring deeper thought to grasp the deeper meanings of God's word. This storytelling method allowed for a broader audience to engage with his message, both those ready to receive deeper truths and those whose hearts needed to be stirred by the narrative. There's something exhilarating and terrifying about new things. A new job, a new relationship, a new dream or calling, even spiritual renewal. We long for it, and yet we often resist it when it arrives. Why? Because new things demand change. They stretch us. In Matthew 9, Jesus presents a short but powerful parable that speaks directly to this tension. He uses the metaphors of a new patch on an old garment and new wine in old wineskins to explain something revolutionary. The arrival of Jesus means the arrival of a new way of living, one that can't be contained in the old systems, habits, or mindsets. In a culture and church that often clings to the familiar, Jesus challenges us to make space for new wine. And this new wine, if we dare to receive it, changes everything. The setting of this parable is critical. Jesus is speaking to a group of people, including John the Baptist's disciples, who are questioning why his disciples don't fast like they do. At the time, fasting was a key religious discipline practiced regularly by the Pharisees and other devout Jews. But Jesus' disciples were feasting instead of fasting, laughing instead of mourning. Jesus responds not with a direct defense, but with three powerful images. The first is of the bridegroom at a wedding. The second is a new patch on an old garment. And the third is new wine poured into old wineskins. Together, these metaphors communicate a startling truth. Jesus isn't merely adding a fresh coat of paint to the old religious system. He is building something entirely new. The parable of the wineskins falls right in the middle of his answer, helping us understand that his presence inaugurates a new era, one that cannot be contained in the outdated molds of religion, tradition, or human effort.
Master, why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?
Consider this. How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.
At first glance, Jesus' analogy about sewing a new patch onto an old garment seems like a simple statement of practicality. Anyone who has done laundry knows that new fabric shrinks when it's washed. Sew a new patch onto an old robe, and when the patch shrinks, it pulls on the older, worn fabric, making the tear even worse. But Jesus isn't giving tailoring advice. He's explaining that his presence and message are not a repair job for broken religion. He didn't come to tweak the old covenant, but to fulfill it and establish a new one. The old garment represents the religious structures, expectations, and rituals of the Pharisees, and even John's disciples. These systems had grown rigid, burdened with human traditions and misinterpretations. Trying to attach Jesus' radically gracious message to these old frameworks would only cause more confusion and division. Jesus is not patching up religion. He's introducing a whole new way of relating to God. A kingdom built not on rules, but on grace. Not on outward appearance, but inward transformation. The wineskin image is even more vivid. In ancient times, wine was stored in goatskin pouches called wineskins. New wine expands as it releases gases. Old wineskins, having already stretched to their limit, become brittle and rigid. Pouring new wine into an old wineskin would cause it to burst, wasting both the wine and the skin. What is this new wine? It is the life and power of the kingdom of God, inaugurated through Jesus. It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is the good news that salvation comes not through effort or lineage, but through faith in Christ. Old wineskins, rigid traditions, legalistic mindsets, fear-based spirituality, loveless obedience, cannot contain the freedom and fluidity of the Spirit. When we try to squeeze Jesus into our old frameworks, we lose the vitality of what he came to bring. The takeaway? New wine requires a new vessel. Jesus didn't come to reinforce the law. He came to fulfill it and pour out the Spirit on all who believe. That means if we want to receive the fullness of Jesus, we must be willing to be made new. Let's get deep. This brief parable offers profound insight into the character, purpose, and ministry of Jesus. About his character. It shows Jesus as a gracious disruptor. Jesus wasn't afraid to challenge the status quo. He didn't come to affirm what was broken. He came to bring restoration. But his restoration wasn't about returning to what once was. It was about ushering in what never had been before. A relationship with God rooted in grace, intimacy, and freedom. This parable reveals that Jesus doesn't just tolerate change. He is the author of holy disruption. About his purpose. Jesus came to birth a new covenant. Jesus' mission wasn't to refurbish the old way. He came to fulfill the law and establish a new covenant by his blood. His purpose was to transform how we relate to God, from duty to desire, from fear to love. The parable of the new wine reveals that the old system was insufficient to carry the weight of God's redemptive plan. Something new was needed. About his ministry. Jesus came to create new wineskins, you and me. Jesus invites us to become new vessels, people formed by the Spirit, not conformed by tradition. The work of the Spirit stretches us, transforms us, and makes us flexible. We become wineskins that can carry the life of Jesus into a thirsty world. This is the essence of discipleship, being made new to carry new wine. Here are five powerful ways to apply this parable today. First, surrender your old wineskins. Ask yourself, what religious routines, assumptions, or personal preferences am I trying to force Jesus into? Are there places in my life where I'm resisting the new thing God is doing? Second, embrace the stretching. New wine expands. That means you will be stretched. Your patience, your theology, your schedule, your comfort zone. Don't resist the stretching. It's the sign that God is doing something fresh in you. Third, allow the Spirit to reshape you. Spend time in prayer asking the Holy Spirit to make you a new wineskin. Be open to change. Let him reform your habits, attitudes, and affections. Fourth, don't mix law and grace. Jesus didn't mix old and new. Be cautious of blending performance-based spirituality with grace-based freedom. You can't earn what Jesus freely gives. Fifth, join Jesus in the new. Are you helping others become new wineskins? Encourage your church, your family, and your community to welcome the transforming work of Jesus. Create space for his new wine to be poured out.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
Father, you are the God who makes all things new. Thank you for sending Jesus. Not to patch up our brokenness, but to redeem us completely. Teach us to let go of the old wineskins in our hearts, those brittle places of pride, fear, and legalism, and to become vessels shaped by your Spirit. Stretch us, renew us, and pour your new wine into us, that we may carry your love and freedom into the world. Let us not cling to what was, but walk boldly into what you are doing now. Make us new, again and again. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,